All right. Hey there, everyone. yes, this is... I don't know how many questionnaires I've answered that I haven't posted yet. So yeah, I'm planning on compiling all of them. And yes, I'm answering another questionnaire. So yeah, this one is made by Cute and Geek. Cute Midnight Musings. Here we go. Number one. If you found out that your whole life so far has been one long cosmic class aimed to teach you something, what lesson do you think you've been learning? That things to get better, like, yeah, I think that's so with everything that keeps happening in my life, every time I almost gave up, every time I almost gave up, there are people who's always there to help me, to catch me, and yeah, and then things like do get better for me. It just takes like doesn't take like days. I mean, there. Yes. So yeah, again. So yeah, for me, I think the lesson would be the things do get better, because it just doesn't get better quickly. Like things takes time to get better, like, so I guess no, I think now that I'm saying all of this, I think the lesson that I've been learning is to have patience. Yeah, just be patient. Okay, good job. Number two. My nose is itchy. Number two. If sexual orientation is more of a spectrum than binary, tertiary, hetero, bi, homo, where on a scale of 1 to 10 would you place yourself? Hardcore, absolutely heterosexual being a 1. Hardcore, absolutely homosexual being a 10. Well, I'd place myself somewhere around 4.5 to 5.5. Yeah. So yeah, because I mean, I know I'm not 100% straight, but I also don't think if I can consider myself bi. I mean, I'm still figuring things out, so yeah. Next question. What single extinctive species would you want to bring back, assuming that no harm would occur to current species ecosystems as a result? So yeah, I mean, the first thing that came into my mind are dinosaurs, because those are pretty dope. But then I remember Jurassic Park and Jurassic World happening, so I mean, yeah, no harm to world, but yeah, I guess I'm still going with dinosaurs, because that's just so fucking dope, and yeah, dinosaurs are cool. Number four. What personality trait do you consider to be your greatest attribute? Which is your greatest flaw? Wait. Okay, so yeah, number four. What personality trait do you consider to be your greatest attribute? Which is your greatest flaw? I mean, for me, it has to be loyal. mean, I'm very loyal person. Like, one of my friends even compared me to a dog because of how loyal I am. So yeah. And for me, I think that's my greatest attribute, because once like I start caring for someone, like I have no chill. Like I do everything I can just to make the people I care for happy. And yeah, which is my greatest flaw. Have too much, too many. But I guess I'll say also being too loyal is one of my greatest flaw, because sometimes it always comes to a point that I'm putting someone else's happiness before mine, and I mean, it's not a bad thing, but I tend to do that a lot of times, and I mean, I need to learn when to stop being loyal, I guess. So, yeah. Number five. What career were you considering right before ultimately deciding? Thank you, Rooster. Listen to me so again. Number five. What career were you considering right before ultimately deciding to go your current route? How different do you think your parallel How different do you think your parallel why does it sound so funny? How different do you think your parallel universe life is, and which you pick the other one? Well, I mean, yeah. Well, it's interesting. Well, I was considering something like, I was actually considering two besides what I chose. I mean, I wanna do something like, I wanna take some like something related to computers, like computer engineering or programming. But yeah, I didn't. And the other one is something more related to arts. So so my different. My parallel universe. First, the computer programmer version, Ismail version. I don't know. I mean, I'd probably like end up the same. I mean, yeah, of course, I didn't. What I chose was way different from computer programming, but yeah, I mean. I'd probably in the same situation I am if I choose that path. So now I'm the artsy type, artsy version of Ismail. Like, I mean, let's pretend that I have the skills to be the artsy version of me. But if that's what I chose, I think I'd probably end up more, not really more happy or content, but more in tune with my emotions, with my creativity, and I'd be more expressive. And yeah. Because I have the tendency to like repress stuff, and if I'm an art student, so that's I'd probably be open with, yeah, I'd be so expressive, and which is really different from who I am. I mean, I guess I'm trying to be more creative now. I mean, I'm welcoming that side part of me, but yeah. I'm mumbling. I am so sorry for mumbling. And but yeah, I wanna leave that parallel universe of mine, so I don't know where I'm heading with this answer. Let's head on to number 6. Someone gives you a button that, when pressed, allows you to go back and change one thing from the past. Do you use it right away, hold on to it for later, get rid of it, or something else entirely? I want to say hold on to it for later, but I mean, knowing who I am as a person, I think the better choice is for me to get rid of it, because I'm very indecisive and I overthink a lot of stuff. And if I have, like, wait, is it me that my press allows? Oh, yeah. And I can only use it once, right? So I'd rather have, I mean, I'm pretty happy with how is my life going. And yeah, I think getting rid of it is the best thing for me, because I wouldn't have to think of all the what ifs, and I'll just end up having more regrets. And yeah, so getting rid of it is. Number 7, what do you think the most fun job in the world is? Whoo, that's a lot. I don't think I don't know if it's the pessimist of me speaking, but when you say job, fun and job can't be like in the same, not same sentence, but what you call it. But yeah, they can exist at the same time, but at the end of the day, a job is a job. You don't do it for fun, so there are always like stress that comes with it, and you just can't choose. But yeah, that's what I'm all I can think of are the stress that the job comes with. But the most fun, I mean, probably like something that's gives you the opportunity to travel, because yeah, traveling sounds fun. So yeah. Okay, number 8. Do you have any missed opportunity moments? This could be silly, deep, precise, philosophical, anything goes. This is a missed opportunity moment for me, because I can't think of any. But yeah, I mean, yes. Now I'm so mad that I can't think of any moment that I've missed an opportunity. I'm pretty sure there. Oh, probably like let's go with something simple. Like riding, wait, like taking the bus. I mean, that's the tip. I'm just gonna go for it. So yeah, like when I'm walking to the bus stop and taking all my time, then, and there's a bus already waiting, like an empty bus, then I'll just like take my time well, until it leaves. When I get there, then while I was waiting, the next bus would come and it's full. So yeah, I think that's a missed opportunity moment for me. And yeah, that those kind of things happen to me a lot, because yeah, because that's just how I am. Number 9, what book have you reread the most? What makes you go back to it? Well, A Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell. I'm not saying only because, but I mean, the reason why I read it the most, because it's the only book that I've saved, the only ebook that I've saved in my phone. So every time I'm bored, I end up just rereading it. And but also, I really really like how it was written, and yeah, because I can really relate to the main character, and it's just yeah. That's basically the reason why I love reading it, because I can relate to the main character, and yeah. Number 10, you're 110 years old and have reached your final days. Looking back on your life, what life goal do you think you would most regret not accomplishing? Probably dying young. I mean, well, that kind of sounds morbid, but I don't think I want to live that long, because chances are, if I live that long, most of my loved ones are probably gone, and that's, I don't like that thought. I mean, I'd rather leave people than people leave me, kind of thing. So I mean, like, when it comes to life, I'd rather like go first than see the people I love go. So yeah, I think that's, I mean, it's not really a life goal that I would accomplish, that I can accomplish. I mean, yeah. But yeah, I can't. Is it regret? Probably. I don't know. Yeah, that's my answer. I say yeah too much. It's starting to annoy me that I say yeah a lot. Ooh. Number 11. Global warming, intolerance, political drama. We all know there's a lot of things that suck right now, but let's be positive. What do you think is going the most right in society right now? Excuse me. What do you think is the human race's most redeeming quality? I think, this is like somehow the same answer as Frantic Temple. I think I agree with her answer, because that the human race redeeming quality is that we are able to empathize with people, and like, that's, I think, yeah, I guess. Why is it so hard for me to stop saying yeah? So now I'm spacing out and I'm distracted with those bird sounds. Yay me. So So, okay, first, what do you think is going the most right in society right now? Like, people starting to, I mean, is it starting? I don't think they're starting, but more people are speaking up and more people are being passionate about something. And I mean, it's not always like the right, like they don't always like have, I mean, the right idea. I mean, is that, I don't know if I said it right, but yeah, but their intention was good, so at least that's one thing that I think is going right for the society. Right. Swimming. Oh, and yeah. So yeah, the fact that more people are speaking up and like not really protesting, but more people spreading love, and yeah, that's it. Also, yeah. Why am I like this? Send help. And so, yeah, and what do you think is the human race most redeeming quality? Again, yeah, empathy. Because is it? It's that's one of the reasons what makes us human, and our ability to love and understand and care. Yeah. I'm just gonna stop answering this question now. Number 12. What's your favorite food that you pretend is healthy, even though you eat way too much of it, for it to not actually be bad for you? Example, do you ever really eat just a palm full of nuts? Do you ever really? Yeah, no. When it comes to nuts, I have no control. Like, I can, like, not really a jar, like, but yeah, I can eat a lot of nuts in one sitting, and I can't blame me, it's addictive. So yeah, I hope, I mean, I tried my best to answer, and I tried my best not to laugh a lot. So, I guess I hope I succeed. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.